بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Dear brothers and sisters, today I want to discuss a very important topic, a topic that affects probably each and every one of us, and it is a very, very serious, it's a very serious consequence, and probably some of us are not fully aware of it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Verily, there is an organ or a part of the body which, if healthy, the whole body will be healthy. And if it is diseased, then the whole body will be diseased. This is the heart. And this hadith can be taken literally in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. So we know that if you have a heart problem, then your body will suffer as a whole. And if you have a problem with the spiritual heart, then you will have a serious problem with your spiritual life. Now the word qalb in Arabic comes from taqallub, because it changes. It's continuously, it can continuously change. So the qalb is not in one state all the time. Now, unfortunately, the time is very short now, so I will not have enough time to go into explanation about the qalb as a whole, but you're more than welcome to attend the halaqat in the evening. This evening we're going to be discussing this in great detail. However, just if we go into the Quran very quickly, we will find that Allah talks about several times of qulub. But it's very important to understand that there is something called the qalb al-salim, which is the healthy heart, where Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day of judgment, nothing is going to help. Money, kids, nothing. Just one thing is going to help. If you come to Allah with a healthy heart. In another part, Allah talks about qalb al-sakin, the peaceful heart, the heart that's in peace. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. So if you have this sort of heart, Allah is going to make your iman grow. So that's another type of heart. There's another type of heart, القلب الخاشع. ألم يأني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. And this is a very serious ayah that we might discuss in another khutbah, inshallah. Is it not time for those who believe to have this sort of heart that feels fear of Allah, and that when they listen to the Quran or listen to Allah, their hearts shake? Is it not time? Is it not time for all of us to have this sort of heart? Another type of heart is al-qalb al-lahi, the fiddling heart, where Allah says, اقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابَهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَلْفَلَةٍ مُعْرِضِينَ. The time has come very close to hisab, to the time of judgment, and they are not paying attention. مَا يَأْتِيهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Whenever there is dhikr that comes from Allah, or any type of dhikr, they listen to it while they are playing. They are not paying attention. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. This is the state of their heart. Their heart is in a state of lahu. So there are many types of hearts that are described in the Quran. Unfortunately, I don't have time to go through it all, but we might, as I said, discuss it maybe later on this evening or some other time. What I want to talk about today is the most serious type of affliction that afflicts the heart. It's the AIDS of the heart. You know, if the physical body is affected with AIDS, the immune system becomes weakened. So the body becomes vulnerable to all sorts of diseases, cancer, infections, etc., etc. And the AIDS of the heart is قَسْوَةَ الْقُلُوبِ, the hardness of the heart. Because if the heart is afflicted with hardness, it is open to all diseases. And then all the diseases start affecting it. So it is a very, very serious, extremely serious condition of the heart. Now, if we also remember that Allah tells us that He does not look at our bodies, at our physical bodies. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرْ إِلَى صَوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَجْسَامِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your shapes or your, how you appear, the external appearance. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرْ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah looks at your hearts and looks at your deeds. So Allah doesn't look at our external appearances, He looks at our hearts. So looking after the heart is a very important thing that we should all be doing. And unfortunately, we sometimes ignore it. So let's go back to the main thing we want to discuss today, the affliction of the heart, قَسْوَةَ الْقُلُوبِ, the hardness of the heart. Now, Allah tells us in the Quran that the believer's heart is soft. The heart of the believer is tender. It's full of mercy. It's merciful. It trembles when it hears Allah, the Allah being spoken about. It's a gentle heart. This is the heart of a believer. What about the heart of an unbeliever or even a believer who's got this affliction? Allah tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, He talks about Bani Israel. Bani Israel were given loads of things to see. So they've seen the Red Sea split. And they've seen all the other miracles in manna wa salwa that Allah gave them. They've seen the 12 wells that Allah made them have in the desert. They've seen loads of actual miracles of Allah. And then in Surah Al-Baqarah, which the Surah Al-Baqarah is all about, which we all know about, when somebody was murdered, Allah gave them another miracle. He said, slaughter a cow and hit the murdered man with part of the slaughtered cow. And the murdered man came back to life and told them who murdered him, then died again. So a miracle. But what happened after all these miracles? In Surah Al-Baqarah it says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. After seeing all this, your hearts became hard. فَهِيَ كِالْحِجَارَةِ أَوَشَدِّ قَسْوَةِ. It is as hard as rock. Not even as hard as rock. It's harder than rock. Because some of the rocks might split and water comes out of it. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا تَفَجَّرَ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Some of the rocks even will prostrate to Allah. But you who've got these hard hearts, don't do that. So it is you are worse even than the hijara, than the solid rock. So this is why it is so dangerous. Because sometimes we mix between Iman and the hardness of the heart. Bani Israel, the Israelites, saw all these miracles. So surely there was no doubt in their hearts that Allah exists. Surely there was no doubt that Moses is the prophet of Allah. So like us today, even those who have got no doubts in their heart that Allah exists, and those of us who have got no doubts in their heart that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Prophet of Allah, this does not mean that we might not be afflicted with the hardness of the heart. And this is the danger. Because we might take solace in the fact that, okay, you know what, I pray, I pay my zakah, I do all what I should be doing as a Muslim. This does not prevent you or me from being afflicted by this condition. And we need to remember that Allah tells us, قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, the heart of the believer even, بَيْنَ إِصْبَعَيْهِ مِنْ أَصَابِعَ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَلِّبُهُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. So the heart is in a continuous state of change. Allah can change the state of your heart. You might be a Muslim, you might be a believer, but you might be suffering from this condition. So very quickly, we will go through three things. What are the symptoms? so that we can recognize it. How do I recognize a hard heart? Then what are the causes? And hopefully, if we have enough time, how can we manage it? How do we treat it? It's like any other disease that affects the heart. So, what are the symptoms of a hard heart? How do I know if my heart is afflicted by this? The first symptom and the major symptom is not to care. You'll find a lot of people who just don't care. You talk to them about religion, not interested. You know, if you talk to them about the relationship with Allah, or whatever, or it's this boring thing again, or these religious people coming to talk about this, no interest at all. The second symptom is those who have got some interest, but do not show any enjoyment in their actions of worship. So they will come to prayer, they will come to prayer on Friday, and they will say, look, you know what, I'll come a bit late because I don't want to listen to these people talking to me about Islam a lot. It's boring. Or sometimes somebody comes here, and unfortunately we see that sometimes, they're sitting here, they know that khutbah is part of their prayer, and yet they're playing, sending messages on their phones and receiving messages. They're not interested. So there's no interest at all, and no enjoyment. So they are more or less dissociated. So they'll find this type of, you know, symptom is where there is complete dissociation from religion. And even worse, they will shy away from religious gatherings. If you tell them, you know, there is a gathering, or there is a khutbah, or there's going to be a meeting, no, that's, you know, that's for the sheep. We are above that. That's for the people who just want to get together, these silly people. I'm much above that. And usually, because as I said, it is the first affliction of the heart, that usually ujb and kibr, arrogance, comes into the heart after that. So these people feel that I'm above. You know, I'm above these sheep who gather everywhere. Can you move forwards, please, to make space for the latecomers? And if we remember that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he felt there was difficulty in his life or any difficulty, he used to tell Bilal, "Arihna biha ya Bilal." So prayer was a form of relief, not a burden. People who have got hard hearts find that prayer is a burden. They want to finish their prayer quickly. They don't concentrate on what they're saying. They don't concentrate on what they are reading. They just, it's just, you know, something that I have to do. So I do it just to make sure that I've got rid of it. Another symptom is that people who are afflicted with hard hearts do not benefit from advice. So even if you talk to them, you give them advice, they will shrug it away. As a matter of fact, they don't like to listen to advice. They are too arrogant. Their attitude is arrogance towards advice. They don't want to listen to advice. Another symptom is that people who fall into this category start having a habitual commitment of sins. So sinning becomes a normal thing. Now, we all know that كل ابن آدم خطأون. We're all sinners. We all fall into mistakes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells that. ولكن خير الخطأين التوابون. There's a big difference between falling into mistakes because you are weak and then performing tawbah, or feeling repentance. People whose hearts start to harden don't even bother to do that. And time after time after time, sin becomes a habitual thing. It becomes a normal thing. It becomes a norm. They're not bothered about it anymore. So, there are many, many other symptoms, but because of the shortness of time, I'm just going to, you know, as I said, I have to go through all these things to try and cover the subject as much as possible, but I'd be more than happy to sit and discuss it in great detail because it's such an important thing. Now, what are the causes? Why does somebody who's a believer, somebody who believes in Allah, get afflicted with this? There are many, many causes, and again, we'll just go through them quickly because of the shortness of time. First of all is ignoring dhikr, ignoring remembering Allah. Allah tells us in the Quran, فَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. You don't want to remember Allah? You're going to shun the remembrance of Allah. He will give you a horrible life. So, the remembrance, shying away from remembering Allah, not remembering Allah enough, not just by prayer, by the way, it's by remembering Allah in everything, in every deed we do, day in, day out. So, dhikr of Allah is the nourishment of the heart. It's like water. If you don't drink water, your body dehydrates. And your body will become ill, will become sick, and then it will die. If you don't do dhikr regularly, your heart will dehydrate. And it will become afflicted by the hardness. And then it will die. And then you will start doing sins. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, and in the Quran it tells us, that every time you do a sin, a little dot goes onto your heart. If you do istighfar, the dot is wiped away. But if not, then another dot, and a third dot, and a fourth dot, until kalla bal rana ala qulubihim, until the heart is covered in this ran, in this rust. So, dhikr, lack of dhikr. Another one is not caring about the laws of Islam, not caring about what Allah has asked us to do, which is actually a betrayal of the covenant of Allah. Because we all have a covenant with Allah, by the way. Allah tells us in the Quran, فَبِمَا نَخْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبُهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. So if you betray the covenant of Allah, Allah will make your heart qasi, will make your heart hard as a form of punishment. So what is the covenant that we have of Allah, with Allah? Allah tells us, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. In Surah Al-A'raf. Go and read it in Surah Al-A'raf. I'm sorry, as I said, time is very short today because of us being so early. So just go and read this in Surah Al-A'raf in case you don't know that you've got a covenant with Allah that He took from you and from me and from everybody. We all have a covenant with Allah. So another cause, what else causes this hardness of the heart? It's to follow every bodily desire. To give in to an-nafs. An-nafs asks for a lot of bodily desires. Excessive food, excessive pleasures, excessive sex. If you give in to this, even if it's halal, if it gets in too much, then this affects the heart. And if you don't believe me, think about your state in Ramadan. In Ramadan, don't you feel very spiritual? You feel that your heart is alive? Why is that? Because you're denying your nafs, you're denying your body a lot of its desires. You're not eating a lot during the day. Anyway, what else? And this is a very important point that I'll have to mention before the first khutbah is over, which is too much entertainment and wasting of time. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith, إِيَّاكُمْ وَكَثْرَةِ الضَّحِكِ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةِ الضَّحِكِ تُمِيتِ الْقُلُوبِ. Prophet says, be aware, be careful of excessive laughter. By the way, this does not mean that you shouldn't laugh. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to smile, he had a smiley face. He was smiling all the time. And he used to laugh several times during the day until his teeth would show. Does not mean that you shouldn't be laughing, you shouldn't be having a good time, you shouldn't be a pleasant person. No. He's warning us about too much into laughter. And in present day, in our day, present day time, this is, I think, too much television or too much surfing the net. Because if you spend too much time watching the television, it dulls your senses, it dulls your mind. So what we're doing is just sitting there watching television, probably laughing, giggling about what's in it, hour after hour after hour. Does this affect us? Of course it does. Does it affect our psychology? Of course it does. Does it affect our hearts? Yes, it does. So there are many causes for the hardness of the heart. And as I said, unfortunately time is short. But if anything at all, just two important causes. Remember, one is lack of dhikr. And the second one is not caring, having no interest at all. following all your bodily desires and wasting time in useless things, even if it is halal. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المزداة والسراج المنير. So what is the best way to cure or prevention and cure? You know, we all know about prevention and cure for diseases. I'm sure that most of us have read about Ebola. Although there's no Ebola here, but we're worried about it. If it comes, what are the symptoms? What do I do about it? How do I prevent it? How do I cure it if I'm affected by it? You know, you go and take your vaccine at the beginning of winter if you do that, because you're getting cold or influenza. So how do we prevent this disease from affecting our heart, and how do you cure it? So it's the same like other diseases. The most important thing is monitoring. So we need to look, each and every one of us needs to look inside and see whether we have been affected by this disease. Because as I said, it can come and go. It can affect us all without realizing. And if we don't catch it in time and treat it in time, it will open the door for other diseases until the heart is full of it. And then, unfortunately, even the iman might be lost. So monitoring is very important. Prevention is better than cure. Monitor your heart, see whether you are actually falling into this category or not. The second thing is a lot of dhikr and a lot of prayer. Allah tells us in the Hadith al-Qudsi that the best thing that you can do to get closer to Allah is to pray al-furud, pray what do what Allah has ordained on us. And if you continue to do your furud and start doing nawafil, the extras, you keep doing that until Allah loves you. And if Allah loves you, you become the sight that you look through with. You become the hearing that you hear with. You become the... It's a long hadith. But essentially, if we do our furud and then add some nawafil, do the obligatory prayers, the obligatory actions, and do a bit of extra. Now, the third thing that we can do is a lot of dhikr. Because Allah tells us, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With a lot of dhikr, the hearts become settled. So a lot of dhikr. Dhikr, whether it's dhikr lisan or dhikr qalb, there are many types of dhikr. But at least, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Remember Allah all the time. Another thing that brings us very close to Allah is dua. Allah tells us in the Quran, فَلَوْذَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسَنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When we send our afflictions on them, why did they not do dua? It's because their hearts have become hard. So dua, a lot of dua. Ask Allah for everything. Feel a relationship with Allah. Ask Him for a parking space, even if you can't find the parking space. Ask Allah continuously, so that you feel the need to Allah. Because Allah likes to be asked. Allah likes us to have a relationship with Him. Now, another point which is very important is being around religious people. Choose your friends. If you're amongst people who are continuously looking for fun, you will be like them. If you are around people who are continuously smoking, it's more than likely that you're going to be a smoker. If you're continuously with friends who take drugs, you might end up taking drugs, even if you say, no, I'm not going to do that. So choose your friends. If you're amongst people who are continuously reminding you of doing dhikr, of doing dua, of doing the prayer, you will do that. So we know that friends come and go. So why not choose your friends? Choose the people you're going to hang out with, because you are going to be the same as what your friends are. And this is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another point which might help is remembering death. Nobody likes to think about death. And whenever you say, think about it, no. You don't want to even talk about it. And if you do, you always feel it's not going to be me, it's going to be somebody else. Now remember, we just had a death in the community last week. And I'm sure you know, you all got the email about the death. Remember that next week, the email that will be sent might be about you, might be about me. Who knows? Death does not follow a certain age. It can happen at any time. So remembrance of death. Another thing is reciting the Quran. Because Allah bidhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. So a lot of reciting of the Quran. And as I said, there are many, many points, but time is short. But there is one last thing, if you feel that you're unable to do all of these, one thing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us to do is feed the poor or just drop your hand on the head of an orphan. So try to see people in need. Try to help people in need. Try to get in touch with them. Try to be with them so that you see what sort of ni'mah Allah has given to you. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا رب العالمين يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا رب العالمين يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ابدا ما احييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا والزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا واشرح به صدورنا ونور به قلوبنا وأطلق به ألسنتنا واجعلنا نتلوه كما تحب وترضى وكما يرضيك عنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة ورحمك الله